Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Tariq El-Bashir from Monumental Sports Network will join us in an hour. That's at 9 a.m. to talk about the Caps' massive game against Philadelphia tonight in Philly. So that's coming up in about an hour. But right now we want input from the listeners on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. As the top quarterback prospects are coming through the area, they're visiting Commanders Park. We know that Jaden Daniels was there on Monday. Drake May is scheduled to be at Commanders Park Tuesday and Wednesday. J.J. McCarthy also scheduled to come in.
Tuesday and Wednesday as in today and tomorrow?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
What would you ask these guys if you had them in a room or if you had them at dinner? What, like, is, do you have a question or two or something that you want them to explain to you or
yeah,
scenario?
Or something to show you or like on a whiteboard?
All right, here's what I do, Cakes.
Yeah. What do you do? What's your question?
I would tape $100 bill to a playbook.
The old draft day bit.
I'm just kidding.
That's what you would do.
EB fell for that a couple seasons ago.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
I can't remember who it was that was reported.
Can't remember the prospect. Remember Sam Howell, maybe?
Raving about somebody giving the $100 back.
Yeah.
And I think that guys can answer this all. We, you know, back in the day when we interviewed for real jobs, you learn how to answer certain questions. But I would want to get to the work habits. You always hear, like I heard Jaden Daniels' coach, Brian Kelly, talking about Jaden Daniels being first one in, last one out.
Mm-hmm.
You always hear that.
Right.
But I would just like to see how they answered. Tell me how much film you watch per week.
Right.
There were some guys, famously, who didn't watch like any film, right? Wasn't Johnny Manziel supposedly a guy who never looked at it?
I mean, does it
I'm not
wasn't it reported last year that Kyler Murray doesn't really look at it? That's why they tried to put it in his contract that he had to look at his iPad a couple hours a week.
He has no interest in that.
I hope we're not dealing with that with these guys.
I have no idea, and I'm sure they all would say, I'm first one in, last one out. They'd all say the right things, but I'd like to look them in the eye and see how they handled the question about how much do you work outside the building.
So what you would have done is maybe give them a homework assignment before their in-person visit, kind of.
It's possible. I don't know that you can. I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know if you can. I don't know if you can mandate that.
Yeah, I would just ask him, and then you know, if the guy says, "Well, usually I spend a couple hours a night watching film," and I believe him, then I'd say, "Okay."
And you can find out from the coaches, you know, how quickly they're in and when they're leaving film rooms and you know practice sessions.
I told you, I might be in the minority. I think that it's possible that these meetings and dinners can move the needle for you, but I believe that they are 98%, 99% locked in, and that for the most part, I think that the guys will all handle themselves. They're all They're all from big programs.
Right. Here's what I would ask
with
Drake
really
May.
Good coaches. They're not
going to
be dumbfounded on a whiteboard.
I would ask Drake May, especially with all these rumors bubbling that teams think he's not seasoned enough, that he might need to sit for a year. I'd ask him, do you think you're week one ready to start in the NFL? Do you think you could step in?
Well, he's going to have to answer yes.
But I want to see how he reacts to it. I want
to
see if he bristles
be more inclined
at the question.
I might be more inclined to say, even if I don't think Washington intends to do it, would you be okay with sitting for a year?
Yeah.
Because I would like to hear him say, yes, I would be okay, but I want to compete for the job.
Right.
Yeah. Well, of course, he would probably say no.
There's not one quarterback that's going to say, yeah, I'd be great with sitting for a year.
They're all going to be confident enough. I would ask Drake, and I don't know what I would ask all these guys, but specifically Drake May, I'd ask him explain kind of the drop-off and the inconsistency in year three as compared to year two. I think I know what the answer is because, he didn't have his best receiver for the first month and a half.
That certainly hurts.
The offensive line wasn't great, so he's probably trying to do too much. But I think what also has hurt Drake May, and this is why I think he's the best down-the-road prospect, is he missed his senior year in high school because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure how much they played at all down in North Carolina. And then he didn't play his first year because that was Sam House last year.
Right.
So he played 2 years.
I think.
And Jaden Daniels played. Now, Jaden Daniels he missed a year because of COVID in college, but he played 4 years. He was a 4-year starter.
I think I would ask less football questions because I think that's going to reveal itself in the tape. I think most of the football sort of stuff I would want to know, I'm going to see. But I think I do consider myself an elite people reader. I would maybe ask about his family, relationships. I would get more into the personal stuff and get the vibe I got from the guy. Because the football stuff is going to reveal itself. I'm going to have all of that data right here in front of me.
Yeah.
I can evaluate that. But I can't evaluate the person unless I got to get a feel for the person.
Well, they're probably going to do the football stuff in-house at the facility. And then when they go out to dinner, that's when all the personal stuff comes out.
Okay. For sure. Would not be good at asking the X and O stuff. That wouldn't be my wheelhouse. I wouldn't know how to do that.
This might be a deal breaker, but if I was running the show there, I would take all the guys, and I would want them to demonstrate a slide, a quarterback slide. No, I'm dead serious.
Or dive
head first. Like, have them in shorts and a t-shirt and a helmet,
right?
And then have them demonstrate in front of a third string linebacker coming up with them how they would slide or how they would get down, because if it's awkward and they don't know how to.
Well, you definitely want to see it with Jaden Daniels. You want to make sure that dude knows how to slide.
Like
he takes some bone crunching hits in college.
That's a huge red flag if neither of the guys know how to successfully avoid.
Well, that's
contact.
Maybe one thing I could ask Jaden. Like, how do you explain some of these big hits you took? Like, how do you plan to avoid that at the next?
Yeah,
level?
But he could answer that very well, but he may not know how to slide. Like,
no,
you'd
no,
have
I
to
understand.
Teach him how to slide.
I understand, but I want to hear what he says for sure. If you have to teach a 22-year-old guy how to slide, that ain't good.
No.
Like,
you want him knowing that skill set coming in.
You should kind of know. It's not even that hard.
Right.
Like, or know how to, like, dive head first. Like, get down.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Reggie in D.C. 800-636-1067. If you bring these guys in,
look at me.
What questions would you ask? Let's go to Reggie.
Oh, no, fellas.
What's up, buddy?
The first thing I'm going to ask Jaden Daniels, hey, man, listen, I'm Adam Peters. Hey, man, I gave you a fifth-round grade last year or whatever it was. Like, how did that make you feel? Because I want to see if he's soft. I want to see whether or not, like, look in his eyes, like, he really don't want to be here. Like, I want to see if he's a competitor. Like, you know what? It pissed me off. And now look at me. I'm sitting in front of you. Like, I want some type of attitude to come out versus – because, they showed some clips. And he was talking about – now, I didn't see any clips of him talking about D.C., but he was real, like, amping up New England. It'd be great to go here and, be the follower legend. I mean, again, that's, I guess, your standard answer. But I want to see, like, his heart and his makeup. Of course, he has heart, because he played in the SEC. But I want to see if he's sensitive because, at least, I don't want to sound like the old man sitting on the porch. But this generation is real soft. So I want to see whether or not, he got that, like, that toughness, that dog in him that says, you know what, if you tell me I can't do something, I want to show you that I can. So I want to see, like you said, the football stuff, going to kind of take care of itself. I want to see like that, his personal makeup. Like, can he, because DC media, like the junkies, oh my gosh. Y'all get to getting on a cat, man. It's over. RG3, I remember, what was that, EB? Oh, Jesus, he the best thing since sliced bread. Then 2 years later, man, he trashed. Get him out of here. The D.C. media, this ain't like, you know, some of these other cities, man. We get, we turn, and it's a wrap. And I want to see, that's, you know, does
that
he
is
have that
true. If we turn, it's over. Fight.
Are you a Jaden guy, Reggie?
Yes, I want him. Drake, man, I keep flipping back and forth. And, you know, some of the media slant you because they say, well, Jaden is ready to start now.
Right.
And all the moves that we've made in the offseason, I don't want to see Marcus Mariota starting and we got to wait till week six.
Oh, I would agree with that. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, I need this. I want to win now. So if it's Jaden and he thinks we can win now, yes. J.J. McCarthy, I'm going to kill myself if we pick him.
Why?
I don't want him.
Why?
Well, that's drastic, Reggie. Come on, let's rein it in a little bit.
Why?
Come on, guy.
What do you not like about J.J.?
Y'all had this question before. Look at the guy played a whole college football game throwing a pass in the second half. That tells you everything you need to know right there. I don't want to hear about the weather. I don't want to hear about they couldn't block Chop Robbins. I don't want to hear all that. A whole college game in the second half without throwing one pass? No, man. He was just in the ideal, perfect situation for a quarterback. I just don't see him. Like, at number two, you need to be the guy, not a guy. He's just a guy.
All right.
I need a star.
All right, fair enough.
Look,
thank you, Reggie.
I don't think they're taking McCarthy.
If the game plan is that you're running all over a team and they can't stop the run, I've got no problem having your quarterback.
There's no style points for whatever win.
I'm fine with that.
If I guaranteed Reggie that you would go 17-0 next season, you'd win every game 2-0, right. You'd turn it down.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I would ask? I would ask all of the guys. I would ask them, what's your favorite TikTok dance? And if they have an answer for that, that's out. I don't want my quarterback knowing what TikTok is.
I think they all will, though.
Oh, yeah.
They all will.
You think Drake May will? Does he strike
you as that
kind of guy?
All of them
guy?
Are on social media. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm not sure if he's on TikTok. I'm not sure if he does dances.
Penix doesn't seem like he's on TikTok.
Does Drake May like have like a girlfriend that's famous or whatever?
I don't know.
Like, do we know about
not
that?
Not sure.
I've seen a Jaden TikTok dance.
Oh, you have?
Hurting.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he the one that had the names of himself or all his teammates and his jacket for the at the high?
No, it was the pictures of himself.
Penix
had all of the names of his teammates in his jacket.
Right. I'm team.
It says a lot.
I'm team Penix on that. Although Jaden is super exciting. All right, let's go to Noah. Frederick, Noah, what's up?
What's up? How you guys doing?
Hey, good.
What's up?
What would you ask him?
I'm going to let you guys know now. I want Jaden Daniels, but I want to ask Drake May a specific question.
All right.
What sets you different from Sam Howe and Mitchell Trubisky?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What makes you the better quarterback coming out of UNC? Because in my opinion, they're all the same. Sam Howell is the same as Mitchell Trubisky. I'm looking at Drake May right now. He looks good in college, but is he going to translate to the NFL? It's always a toss-up every year. You never know, but I really want to know.
A lot of people had that same line of thinking towards Ohio State quarterbacks for a long time and dinged C.J. Stroud for it. And I don't kill a guy for the program he went to. I think that's narrow-minded.
Maybe there was something about C.J. he could explain about how he wasn't Cardale Jones or Troy Smith or any of the other busts that came out of Ohio State.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. Thank you, Noah. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
The thing about, we kind of all questioned the Trubisky pick.
Trubisky only had like 1 year of experience, right?
Trubisky never played. He hardly played in college. He played 1 year.
I mean, he played half of what Drake May played.
Correct. He was a backup, and then he played in his third year. But I think May is much better than Trubisky, and I think May will be much better than Sam Howell. First of all, Sam Howell is 3 inches shorter.
Right.
And I just don't think – and I think that's – we were talking about to J.K. earlier. The sturdiness, I think, will be a factor with Drake May. It may take him a little bit longer than someone who played 3 or 4 years in college, you know, Michael Penix or Bo Nix, who might be more ready. But I don't think that they've got the upside that Drake May has.
I just want to remind people that it was reported, so as everyone's leaning Jaden Daniels, and, you know, Quinn came on here and said game changer and – he seemed sort of overly effusive, in my opinion, in his praise of him when he sat down with John Kime for his podcast. It was reported, I think Chippy Finley reported, that when they had the workout, that Dan Quinn was like dramatic, like after Drake May with one throw and be like, I'm out of here, I've seen enough.
Right.
Remember? Like he threw one deep ball and it was perfect. And Dan Quinn was just like exasperated and just like, that's it, I've seen enough, I'm out of here. Yeah. Like this kid.
I put the picture on our Facebook page, facebook.com/junks, of Adam Peters dapping him up and Dan Quinn right behind him. And they looked like they were in love with Drake May. Now, might have been similar the day before with Jaden Daniels, but I know it did jump out at me with Drake May, like the way that they seemed to be ogling
him. I saw Adam Peters dap up Jaden. Yeah. It was very
awkward.
It was very quick.
More businesslike.
I thought so.
All right, don't forget, Tariq El-Bashir will join us coming up at 9 o'clock as the Caps face the Philadelphia Flyers in Philly tonight with a playoff spot on the line. That's coming up in about 45 minutes right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Auto Parts. What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.